WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball, right? That moment when your carefully laid plans seem to go out the window faster than a rogue frisbee in a park. Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that those curveballs, those unexpected twists and turns, are actually golden opportunities disguised as challenges? Buckle up, because today, we're diving deep into the power of a growth mindset, especially when faced with adversity. Think of this episode as your personal stoic toolkit for turning ag, not again, moments into bring it on triumphs. So, how do we cultivate this growth mindset superpower? Well, it starts with shifting our perspective. Ever heard the saying, it's not about the size of the dog in the fight, it's about the size of the fight in the dog? Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control: our reactions, our choices, our attitudes. When a challenge pops up, instead of letting it derail you, see it as an invitation for growth. A chance to learn, adapt, and become even more resilient. It's like leveling up in your own personal game of life. Number 1. Embrace the discomfort. This might sound counterintuitive, but sometimes the most valuable lessons come from stepping outside our comfort zones. Growth often happens in those awkward, slightly uncomfortable moments when we're pushed to try something new or face a fear head-on. Remember, it's okay to feel a little shaky, that just means you're expanding your boundaries. Number 2. Practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but taking time to appreciate the good things in your life, even amidst challenges, can significantly impact your mindset. Think about it. When you focus on what you have rather than what you lack, your perspective shifts from scarcity to abundance. This helps you approach challenges with a sense of hope and resilience. Number 3. Cultivate self-awareness. Pay attention to your thoughts and emotions when faced with adversity. Are you spiraling into negativity? Are you letting fear dictate your actions? Being aware of these patterns allows you to consciously choose more constructive responses. It's like having an inner GPS that guides you toward a more positive and empowered mindset. Number 4. Seek out mentors and support systems. We don't have to navigate life's challenges alone. Connecting with wise individuals, friends, or family who offer encouragement and guidance can be incredibly empowering. Remember, even the strongest Stoics had their own support networks. Sharing your experiences and learning from others can provide invaluable insights and perspectives. And finally, number 5. Remember that setbacks are not failures, they are simply opportunities for learning and growth. Embrace them as stepping stones on your journey to becoming a stronger, more resilient version of yourself. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut? Like life is just throwing obstacle after obstacle your way? Imagine this. You're trying to learn how to skateboard. It takes practice, patience, and yes, plenty of falls. But every time you fall, you get back up, analyze what went wrong, and try again. Eventually, you land that trick you've been working on, and it feels amazing, right? That's the essence of a growth mindset: embracing challenges as opportunities for learning and growth. Take, for example, that friend who always seems to be failing their tests, even after studying hard. They might start thinking, I'm just not good at this. But what if they shifted their perspective? What if they saw each failed test as a chance to analyze their study habits, figure out what wasn't working, and come up with new strategies? Suddenly, those failures become stepping stones towards success. They learn from their mistakes, adjust their approach, and keep pushing forward. It's not about avoiding setbacks, it's about learning from them and using them as fuel for growth. So, how can you start cultivating this growth mindset today? Here's the deal. Remember to embrace discomfort, practice gratitude even when things are tough, get self-aware of your thoughts and emotions, connect with supportive people, and view setbacks as opportunities for learning. Think of it like a muscle: the more you exercise it, the stronger it becomes. And remember, this isn't about being perfect, it's about showing up, trying your best, learning from your experiences, and never giving up on yourself. Ready to level up? I want to hear from you. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from a dose of Stoic wisdom. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, or join the conversation on social media. We're building a community here, and together, we can navigate life's challenges with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of growth. Until next time, keep striving, keep learning, and keep growing. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.